Hey guys, what's going on? It is Ian McKenzie with Average Bros Fit Media. So this series of podcasts is dedicated to Pinnacle Supplementation. They have given me some guests on the show to chat about the effectiveness of this particular brand of supplements. And the big thing with Pinnacle Supplementation, I chatted with one of the owners. He is big on integrity in the supplement industry, because how many times has it happened to you where you buy a supplement based on the fancy packaging, but it doesn't do what it says it's going to do? The main takeaway from Pinnacle Supplementation that makes them different from every other supplement brand out there today is they use ingredients in their products that have shown to be effective in human clinical studies, and they properly dose them. Pinnacle Supplementation puts this integrity at the forefront of their business. And these guests show why it's so important to use these guys as your supplement providers. So take a listen to this next podcast. You are going to absolutely love it. Thanks, guys. Yeah, with regards to what's your thought on supplementation as a whole, honestly?
Yeah, so I actually, up until I got into undergrad, I maybe tried a couple of like whey protein powders, but I never really was into the whole supplement thing.
Yeah.
And I actually ended up rooming with the CEO of Pinnacle, Wiley.
Together.
And yeah. So he taught me like everything I know now about supplementation.
Yeah.
But I majored in biochemistry and molecular biology. And so I have that understanding of, you know, a basic understanding of your physiology and how things are working in your body. And
for real,
so that background, then with his knowledge of supplementation, you start to kind of see how things connect. And some of the work that, you know, I'm doing out here in Bethesda at the NIH has to do with different vitamins and minerals and like different doses and concentrations and how that impacts us on a physiological level.
That's pretty cool. Well, it's, you know, what's interesting. It's kind of with supplements in general. I know that everything has become really commercialized and, you know, you've got all the GNCs and everything. And I guess with Pinnacle in particular, and some of the smaller companies that are sort of popping up, there's more integrity that's going into the supplement world. So with Pinnacle, I remember when I had Wiley on and he was talking about the excessive testing that kind of has to go into, or should at least go into mm-hmm. supplements nowadays. What's that process? Like what should you look for if you're even looking for something that's tested properly, you know?
Yeah. So first thing, with any supplement, it doesn't have to be regulated by the FDA. I think that's a big thing. And so on any supplement product, you'll see, or any good supplement product, they'll have on the label,
yeah,
this is not a, it has not been like looked at by the FDA, something along those lines.
Interesting. So it's kind of, so you don't want it regulated, basically. You want it to be, to not have like a proprietary blend to it, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I always think of like the supplement industry as kind of like the wild, wild west. Like it's,
yeah.
Everyone's out on their own. But so with the big thing with supplements is if you walk into a GNC or you look at like the big brands online,
yeah,
you're going to have some sort of flashy label on the front, and
look,
it's going to be some
anything
performance.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like lose 20 pounds in 4 weeks or gain 10 pounds of muscles in 2 weeks. And it's something ridiculous. And, you know, if it's a good supplement company, they might, on their website, maybe have like studies or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as an informed consumer, I always tell people, go look at the studies or do your research. I don't care what the front of the label has to say. I always am someone that looks at the back of the label. I'm looking at the ingredients and then I'm going to look at the data. So like a lot of these supplements do have some sort of data behind them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these like crazy claims that you'll see, if you go look at the research, you know, a lot of those studies are in mice. Or a lot of them are in, they do have clinical trials, but if you look at beyond the abstract, beyond the results and the conclusion, go look at the methods, look at who are they studying? How long are they studying them for? What was really going on here? Because when you just look at the abstract, you get a few bullet points, and the abstract is really what the author wants you to see. And so as an informed consumer, you really need to dig deep and look at these studies. And so with Pinnacle, on their website, they have every single clinical trial that they've compiled for their products listed. And so you can go and you can be an informed consumer and understand why did they put this ingredient into the product in this way and what's it going to do for me. And I think, you know, not to bash on any products, but like one that comes to mind that I was actually talking to Wiley about not too long ago.
Yeah.
It's a supplement called Prevagen, which is probably a lot of your listeners might have heard of it. It's all over the news, like all the time.
Oh, you
always get ads for it.
And the mental enhancement supplement.
Exactly. Yeah. It's this calcium binding protein that they found in jellyfish that supposedly is supposed to help your memory. And when you just look at it from a physiological standpoint, there's no way taking it orally that it's going to get to your brain. It's definitely going to be digested in the stomach.
When you said that right there, it's like that's my gripe with every kind of like nootropic brain supplement. Like I don't understand. It's like, mm-hmm. You're taking a pill. So it goes like it knows to go up here.
So like really like just when you think of it, I mean, you're taking it, it's going to end up getting to your stomach. It's going to get digested. When you're talking about something injected intravenously, it's a different story.
Yeah.
But all these supplements are oral. And so just to go along with that, you know, they make these crazy claims that their product is helping memory recall in older individuals. And if you go and look on their website, there is one study using this supplement. And the study was funded by the supplement maker. So if that's not a red flag enough, then we can keep looking. And we actually look at the data. The statistical significance is so small that like there's no clinical relevance at all. And the way they did this is they had like 200 subjects or so. They either had them on the Prevagen or they had them on a placebo like rice pill. And over 90 days, they took a recall test 9 times spaced out. And even the placebo group improved. The Prevagen group improved a little bit more so that it was statistically significant.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the design of this study, if you're doing an active recall test, the same test 9 times over 90 days, any improvement really, I'm already thinking, well, if they see the same thing over and over again, I'm just going to end up understanding like the process of this test. And it may not even be an improvement in my memory. It may just be the individual better understanding the test. And so they have one study on that, and that's it. And so to go out there, and I think these pills cost like $60 for like one.
I worked at GNC.
$60 on that.
It's expensive.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And when you go and you look at, you know, when we counter that, if we look at something like Pinnacle's Maltize, everything is listed or is dosed at your RDA or your AI. So everything is at that base minimum that has been proven in clinical trials to be effective at whatever that vitamin or mineral is supposed to do. And then if you want to learn more, then like I said, you can go and look at the studies listed on Pinnacle's website to understand more. And so with the multivitamin, if you're meeting the RDA, basically what the RDA is it's a level of vitamin in your plasma or in your tissue that has been shown to just prevent deficiency. So if we think about vitamin C, the RDA for men is 90 milligrams, for females at 75 milligrams. There have been studies over many, many decades that have shown that if you take that dose on a daily basis, so that 90 milligrams or 75 milligrams, that dose is the bare minimum you need to prevent scurvy. And so like if you don't take vitamin C or you have like zero vitamin C intake for a couple of days, no big deal. Like scurvy takes a while to
scurvy. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just an example, but like, so by everything being at the RDA, you know, by taking Pinnacle that you're at the bare minimum. Then with your food, you know, you can build upon that and get that extra dosage. And Pinnacle says it all the time on their website, in their newsletter, and all their stuff on social media. But there is an upper limit too for, vitamin and mineral intake.
Wow.
So, you know, with a lot of these supplements, I think like B12 is one of them where you'll see in supplements, they have like 10,000% of your RDA. Some absurd number. And when you think about it, like, I mean, most people are going to see that, like, wow, I'm getting 10,000% of what I need. That must be like it's 10
great.
Better. Like yeah, it's that much better. But when you think about it, you know, there is an upper limit. And for a lot of vitamins and minerals, you're probably going to be okay if you take a lot. But there is a point where there's an upper limit that is going to start causing adverse side effects. So I think what Pinnacle did was brilliant by, you know, getting the RDA. So everyone has that minimum. And then with food, you know, unless you're eating like some sort of crazy diet, you're never going to reach that toxic level. So.
Well, it's such a good point. Because everything is labels and packaging and marketing. And even on the websites, I'm sure the studies they put up are still considered snake oil. If they're funded by the company, you really got to do some in-depth research and that kind of thing. But do you think that the placebo would be just as effective as the real thing if people didn't know any better?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I know. I just thought, because I mean, it's funny. You think about that. You're like, well, I don't know. What really could work then? Would the placebo be enough?
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a placebo effect up until a point.
Okay.
When you're doing like a lot of these with clinical trials, like that's what I do at NIH.
Okay.
A lot of them. And the big complaint with clinical trials is that they're so short. But when you actually get into them and you understand the funding and, you know, getting people to keep coming back to your clinic for a certain amount of time. Like, yeah, clinical trials are going to be short because of like all those other variables. But so you usually see the placebo effect in these shorter trials when, you know, you don't have a lot of time to start seeing the true effect of the drug or the supplement, or whatever you're testing. But I think when you're taking something like the multivitamins over and over again, over a 30-day period, and then a 60-day period, you'll start seeing the effects right away, because vitamin and mineral deficiency will start showing. Like if you, let's say you have a great diet, you're always at the RDA, you know, you're not, and then all of a sudden you strip out like a certain vitamin or mineral, you probably won't start seeing symptoms of that show up for several weeks, maybe months. It really depends on the vitamin or mineral itself.
Oh, wow. So, okay. That's news to me, man. I'm glad you told me that, because that's that bit of information right there is probably something people don't even know. I didn't know. I had no clue. That's so cool.
Yeah, I guess like if you had a choice between paying $30 for the Pinnacle multivitamin or taking a rice pill, I mean, that's, why would you not make the investment into your health? Like
exactly.
Nowadays, you know, there's so much you can buy online. There's so much we can use our money to buy.
Yeah.
But the number one thing you should be investing in my opinion, is your own health. Cause that's really like the one thing you can truly control outside of various diseases, but like what you put into your body, different supplementations, how you take care of your body is truly what we as humans have control over.
So do you think the pendulum is swinging to the other side now of this long-term health investment, that people want to see that in supplement companies, as opposed to the promises, the quick promises, like, nah, you'll burn fat in a week. You know, like, do you think people care more about this other form of marketing that honestly is way more integral and honest?
Yeah, I think the pendulum is definitely swinging. I think, especially now with COVID, you know, we're into year three of it. And as we've seen in all the data, you know, the CDC finally came out and said it, but we've had data since, 2020 of if you're overweight or you're obese or have any kind of metabolic dysfunction, that's putting you at more severe risk for just really any kind of virus or any kind of disease. We've just seen it with COVID now in the last couple of years. And so when you're really thinking about it, we don't want it. Like, My opinion is anything that comes easy isn't worth having. So if someone's telling you can lose, you know, all this weight in just a few weeks of doing, you know, the bare minimum, that's BS. Like I'm going to tell you that right now. Like we know, if you look at any of the clinical data, the way you can lose weight, the number one way shown over and over again is you have to eat less than you're taking in. And you have, this is a whole nother debate, but there's all those, the ketogenic low carb individuals that claim like, no, it's the carbs, it's the insulin. Well, I mean, we don't have to go into that. But if you look at the data, actually in the last couple of years, that's been disproven over and over and over again. It is at the end of the day, like as much as it hurts to say, there is no magic macronutrient.
You're like, I don't want to, yet. But it's true. Yeah.
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 And so with like supplementation, I think what Pinnacle is doing is great is, you know, they're not making any preposterous claims. They're saying, you know, here's what we put into our multivitamin, into our other supplements, and this is how it's going to help you over time. But you have to stick to it consistently along with a good exercise and nutrition program.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, I mean, if you look at like shows like The Biggest Loser or whatever, where they're losing a ton of weight in a very short amount of time. And it's amazing. You know, they change their lives. But then if you go and look, you know, they do shows on this, they do reports on this, but a lot of those individuals gain the weight back because they did it way too quickly, or they made too drastic of a change.
That's right. That's so right. And it's funny, the supplement industry now relates to the same problem as like fitness and starting any kind of program. It's almost, you know, everything is instant gratification. Everything became the next new program on Instagram or something. And you had to buy it to look like the guy that was selling mm-hmm. it. And it's funny how simplicity and long-term health improvement isn't sexy. It's not, it's the one thing that needs to be taught, but like from a marketing standpoint, it's kind of boring, you know, and it sucks to say it, but it's like, that's what they need. And it's hard to market that in a way that's like, no, this is cool. This is way cooler. You know, it's funny. It's true.
I mean, I absolutely agree. It's really the little things that you do every single day that put you 1% better. That's what's going to make the difference. It's getting up for that early morning training session. It's prepping your meals. It's taking your multivitamin, getting your protein in through the protein powder, stuff like that. That's going to compound. You know, there's no, you're not going to gain 20 pounds of muscles in one workout. You're going to do it over several months and years and consistent training. So it's the instant gratification that we see in our society today has really, really hurt us. And I think companies in the supplement industry have a chance to really try to push us back, swing us back to more of that delayed gratification on, you know, something as easy as taking a multivitamin every single day. That's something you can do. You wake up and you just take two pills with your breakfast. That's something you can do every single day to get you one step closer to your goals.
Does that in theory trump the importance of like doing whey protein? Would you tell people to go down the multivitamin route even before they did something like whey protein?
Yeah. So actually and Wiley might be mad at me. But I don't think anyone needs to take whey protein, to be honest. Okay. The only reason you take protein powder is to meet a certain like macronutrient ratio in your diet. So like, you know, a lot of people that lift, you know, they know it's about 0.8 grams per pound of body weight to, I've seen studies showing 1.2 to 1.5. You can absolutely get that through whole foods if you plan accordingly. But when you're eating, you know, like right now, like, so I'm someone, I weigh out all my food. I'm very meticulous about it. That's just something I like to do because I'm training really hard and I've got a lot of things going on. So if I weigh my food, I know that's out of the way. I never have to worry about it. I do use protein powder because right now I'm eating about 4,000 calories a day.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat 4,000 calories of chicken, rice, and broccoli. Like that would just suck. The protein powder can help me get to my level I need of my protein for the day without having to eat just a crap ton of chicken. So like, I don't think this was me as a little kid. I remember going into GNC maybe when I was like 15 and thinking if I bought protein powder, I just end up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But
no, it doesn't work like that. Like the protein powder is great for anyone that's on the go or they have a hard time hitting their protein daily target. But it's definitely not a necessity. Whereas the multivitamin, you could eat the most perfect diet on this earth. Like registered dietitian makes it for you, a chef cooks it for you, and you're still going to probably be deficient in several smaller little vitamins or minerals. Like, I mean, I think almost everyone is probably deficient in maybe like boron. Magnesium's a huge one. Wiley has a ton of stuff on potassium.
Yeah.
And so, no matter how good of a diet you have, you're probably going to be deficient in something here or there. So taking something like a multivitamin, I would definitely suggest that to someone overweight protein, because you can always get more protein through food.
Yeah. So So it's interesting that you defined it like that. So the idea of supplementing has to be defined in a better way for whey protein. Cause yeah, I mean, it's I do whey protein because it gets me the protein I need during the day. It's not that I'll gain any more muscle because of it. It just keeps me full, you know? So exactly. I'm right there with you on it. And I do powdered carbs and all that crap. Yep. But no, I like what you said about the multivitamin, man. Well, this is a controversial question I got for you. I can always cut this out. But when it comes down to the pandemic, do you think people missed out on the opportunity to be doing all the multivitamins and missed out on the chance to supplement better to help themselves?
I think absolutely. I think, okay. You know, if you look at a lot of the data now, like this is part of my job since I do clinical nutrition.
Yeah. Research, and I can always cut this out. I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody, but it's cool. People want to hear this, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look, a lot of people are like a lot of, we'll call them like fringe people are looking at vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. I mean, I've seen magnesium in there. They're prescribing that. And I'm not saying like, that is all you're going to take to beat a respiratory virus. Like these, yeah. they're prescribing like mega doses or different protocols. Like, no, not at all. Like we know with modern medicine, you know, the vaccines do work. We know, other protocols, like they're using, remdesivir, they're using different other drugs okay. to treat COVID. But I think just not any of these like crazy protocols that you see online. You should always, go to your medical doctor and, you know, get advice from a trained medical professional. But I think just something as simple as a multivitamin that hits the RDA, that so you know you have your bases covered.
Yeah.
That in itself sets the foundation. So I think if you set the foundation, you're at a good bill of health. If you do get hit with a virus of some sort, your body has that, those building blocks, that foundation to hopefully
fight have off a solid
immune response.
And yeah.
Yeah. So cool. I wouldn't like, I mean, if you see anyone like claiming all those crazy protocols online, definitely with a grain of salt, consult your medical doctor, but something as simple as taking the RDA of these crucial vitamins and minerals at a time like now would, I mean, that's easy. I think that's an easy decision.
It is. It's like an easy step to sort of build up this base of immunity, I guess, you know, toward these things. Yeah, that's so good to hear. Another issue I've had. It's just like, man, you know, maybe that's what supplementation could have always been used for, if anything, with building your immunity, building your endurance to certain pathogens, certain things that could come your way. So it's always what I thought. Instead, outside of the muscle building and the fat burning and all these quick promises, it could be an immunity boosting thing, more importantly, you know? So that's cool, man. That's controversial. I don't know if somebody's going to call you out and be like, how dare you, Adam? How dare you say that?
Yeah. I mean, I think, yes, like you said, like supplementation has so much more than just muscle building. Like it's just,
yeah.
When I think of supplements, I just think of overall health and well-being. Like, so, you know, taking the pinnacle products that they have out right now, I know I'm doing my due diligence to be the best Adam I can be. Like I'm doing everything I can to keep getting better every single day. So.
Do you work with Pinnacle directly to help them out and everything?
Yeah, so I'll look at different studies here and there.
Okay.
Wiley has a question, then I can always answer him on the biochemistry and physiology, but I'm a, man, like not awesome. An actual employee. I'm just helping him out.
No, that's what I like to hear though. It definitely puts, makes me trust in Pinnacle Supplementation more than any other supplement company out there, you know, and it's such a shame that, you know, you've got the big ones and I think they're out there and popular just simply because of branding. And I know I've already said it 50,000 times at this point, but that is the draw, you know, it's amazing how that still sells when I feel like it shouldn't a lot of times. So
yeah,
it's
like,
weird.
Wiley and I mean, we're like best buds. So we talk all the time.
Yeah.
But we have a plan. When I'm done with medical school, I'm done with residency. I want to go team up with Pinnacle and we want to sort of create a like different that. Kind of clinic, if you will, that has, you know, supplementation experts, medical doctors, strength and conditioning coaches, behavioral psychologists, different nutritionists, and kind of have a one-stop shop where, You know, we can do it online, we can do it in person as well. But if an individual who has some sort of disease, or an individual that's trying to get healthy, or even athletes, you know, they can come to the clinic, they can be under the care of a medical doctor, and then they can also get all their supplementation taken care of.
Pretty cool.
Nutrition. They have a strength coach on staff. So something along those lines, like medicine and supplementation, they don't have to be these like dual and dragon
entities.
They can be used in unity. We just have to figure out how. The problem is a lot of older medical doctors don't understand, or they think of supplementation as fringe. And so we just kind of have to bridge the gap. And that's not to say, like, you know, supplement, we can just use supplements rather than modern medicine, like modern drugs we have, but they can be used in unison. So,
you know, that would be popular. I mean, you got to admit, like, that's a sexy idea. That is really something that would take on, you know, it's certainly it's fringe, but I mean, it's so easy to sell the message like that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense to anybody. Like who wouldn't be about that? You're literally lining up supplementation with a medical doctor. So it's like you've got this weird guarantee behind it. You know, you're not spitballing. I'd love that. That's what it needs to be. Honestly, it can't just be a walking in a store and an employee showing you anymore. It's got to be a little more personalized. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, geez, man, that took, how long do you have there until you do this and I'm your first customer?
Yeah. So medical school is 4 years, depending on what specialty I go into. Residency is anywhere between 3 and 4 years. And then I actually I was awarded a scholarship to get a full ride to medical school through the United States Army.
Jesus, man. So
I'll go serve in the Army for a few years. And then when I'm done, I'll be free to go help out with Pinnacle.
Congrats, bro, man. So you're in the Army now, or you're going to?
I'll sign on in a few months here. Yeah.
Okay.
Once I start medical school.
That's the way to do it, man. I mean, you could just go the medical route. I mean, the Army route through medical training. And I mean, God, dude, it puts you at such a, honestly, in my brain, it puts you a step above. Like, if you're an Army medical guy, it's like, oh, okay, well, I'd trust him any day given just the regular guy. So, geez, I mean, I don't know what the real difference would be. I'd just be like, if they had Army and then like doctor, it's like, oh, you're cool. I like you. I want you. Yeah. You're way better at this. Geez, man, that is something else. That's so cool. What do you take on a daily basis right now for supplements? What's your stack?
Yeah. So I'm taking the Pinnacle Multis. I'll do the potassium powder in my intra-workout shake. I'll do creatine,
nice,
whey protein. And then I take some glucosamine for joints. But that's about it.
Do you think that's all people need usually? Like that stack exactly? I would even assume that that's probably the best way to go. That's pretty, you've covered all your bases there.
Yeah, I think honestly, like a multivitamin and creatine's like the most well-studied supplement out there. I think everyone on this planet Earth could benefit from creatine. You know, really the adverse side effects are really minimal, if any, for, you know, a very minute amount of the population. But I don't think you need to go absolutely crazy with the supplements. I remember, because Wiley and I roomed together.
Yeah.
He had just like one whole counter was just like maybe like 30, 40 bags of different supplements. It was crazy.
Preparing for this business.
he's crazy. I don't know. He knows, like, he's been doing this since middle school. He has a Google Doc, like over 1,000 pages of every supplement and all these clinical trials. And so I would come back from the library, it would be like midnight. He'd just be on his computer working on this Google Doc.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? We have practice in like 5 hours. Like, we got to go to bed. And so like, this is why I trust his products so much. Like, not only is everything backed by clinical trials in humans, it's all backed by the research, but there is no one I have met on Earth that has worked harder at one thing than him. Like, this has been his goal since middle school. And
Jesus,
like, literally every single day, like, it didn't matter. You know, we would have two wrestling practices a day. We'd be in class for 4 to 6 hours. Like, he would still find a way to somehow work on his product every single day. And now that we've graduated, you know, this has been his full-time job.
His baby.
And so, you know, knowing, like, that's something I wish he would do a little bit better would be, you know, show them who's behind this product. Like, he does such a great job.
I would like that.
the behind the label stuff. But if Wiley would just show them like who he is and like what this company means to him, I think he would get a lot more supporters as well.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's fun. I could see it from both sides. I get putting a face to the name, but I also understand that there's value in like this anonymity. Like I think it's definitely, he's such a disruptor, I guess, just by not showing his face. Yeah. Like he's like that YouTube guy, the dude, where it's like he's a guitarist but you've never seen his face. You know what he sounds like, but you've never seen his face. And so I don't know, man. I try to do that a little bit, but obviously, you know, I'm sitting here in front of you. So it's already broken down. The charade is gone. But I think you're right to some degree. I really do. Because he's such a nice guy. And, you know, maybe if there is opportunities for him to talk about the product, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm not going to call him up and be like, hey, Wiley, we were brainstorming. And guess what? Yeah. We think you need to do it this way. So no, that's so cool, man. I love their products up until now. He sent me a couple tubs of the potassium powder, but it really struck me as cool how much he focuses on the real supplemental value of what he puts out there. So
exactly.
Yep. Really cool shit. I love that, man.